Hey, welcome back. Yeah, they've been all over the world. Holy Spirit. Whew. Is that the Holy Spirit moving in the room, or is it just the air conditioning blowing? I don't know. We've been in a series on the Holy Spirit, loosely based off of this book, Forgotten God, written by Francis Chan. And we're encouraging people in our body to read a chapter a week with us the week before. So the first week we were in chapter one, which was called Acknowledgements. No. Anyone know what it was about the cover? I've got Jesus, why do I need the Holy Spirit? And then we skipped and went to chapter three last week, which was the theology of the Holy Spirit. And this week, if you're in the book, we're in chapter two, which is called, What Are You Afraid Of? Fear in regard to the Holy Spirit. What are we afraid of? If you want to buy a copy of the book so you can follow along with us, we don't have any left. Everybody bought them. Is anyone still looking for a copy? No? Oh, okay. This one's yours. Oh, I thought you were going to pass that back to her. Thank you. Where was it? Right there. Yeah. While we're doing this, this is a shameless plug. If you like to buy things on Amazon, you can get that book on Amazon for like 12 or 13 bucks. And if you'd go to Amazon Smile, smile.amazon.com, you can choose Sunrise Community Church as your charity of choice, and 0.5% of your 0.5% of your purchase just goes straight to Sunrise. Did you know that? And it didn't cost you anything extra. You can do that. That's free. That was for you. All right. I forgot to mention that in the annual meeting. I was going to tell you all that, and I completely forgot. What are you learning about the Holy Spirit? I know in this series, it has caused me to dig deeper into the Word, to dig deeper into the book of Acts specifically. And there are a couple of interesting things that have come up that I've learned in this time. One is this. If you think about it, way back when, thousands of years ago, we had this moment in time when, before this moment in time, everybody spoke the same language, right? And then it came to Babel, in the Tower of Babel, in the building, when God just came down and said, no longer. And split these people up into all these separate languages and sent them on their way. And if you look at Pentecost, in that moment when the Holy Spirit filled the believers, and there was this moment of people speaking in tongues, they were different languages that were suddenly now all coming to one, and there was this return to a unified understanding. I like the Holy Spirit unifies, brings together. You know, and so for many years the body was apart, and the Holy Spirit unifies and brings back together. The other thing that I have been learning is this is just kind of about the book of Acts, but if you look at the Gospels are about Jesus, right? And Jesus and his ministry on this earth. And if you look at the book of Acts, it really starts with Jesus leaving the earth and the Holy Spirit filling the believer and the Holy Spirit's ministry